Same old story. Like many aspiring athletes, Dan McLaughlin made his living photographing dental equipment, and then, predictably, the Portland, Oregon resident tried to launch a sparkling water company before deciding to practice golf full-time for 10,000 hours. Alan Bastable wrote about Dan McLaughlin's quest in Golf Magazine. Alan, welcome to Only a Game.
Good to be here. Thanks, Bill.
And also joining me is the golfer himself. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Let's start with you, Dan. Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers, exposed you to the research of K. Anders Ericsson, who posited that anyone could excel at something after 10,000 hours of narrowly focused practice. Why golf?
You know, I had no experience with it. I just kind of looked at different aspects of life, and golf seemed to fit really well in that it was completely different than anything I'd ever done before. It was a mix of physical and mental abilities. You can, you know, track it very easily through an international handicap system.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, it's in the limelight enough where people know exactly how difficult it is. And it's pretty much impossible to make it to the top, but it is theoretically possible.
Alan, Dan found a coach to oversee his experiment, which began in April of 2010. Tell us a few of the things about Dan's practice routine that surprised you.
Well, the first thing was probably the fact that he literally only had one club, which was his putter, for the first, I think, 5 or 6 months when he began this quest. Any golfer could tell you, you know, get a little boring out there practicing with a full set, let alone one club. So he was out there on practice greens just banging 3-foot putts, 5-foot putts, 20-foot putts. Didn't pick up a wedge until 6 months in. The round we played was the first round he had played at his home course with a full set of clubs, and that's 2 years after he began this process. So, you know, it's fairly staggering.
Dan, it's going to take you roughly another 4 years to get to those 10,000 hours of practice. You're 32 years old now. As a younger man, you changed colleges, you changed jobs, you dropped out of business school after, what was it, one class. Why are you confident that you'll stick with this this pursuit?
You know, I mean, throughout my entire life, I basically have done different pursuits, and basically as soon as I see that it's an easy thing to accomplish, I lose interest. And the one difference with golf is I don't think anybody ever gets to a point where they just can assume or know that they're going to be just good at the sport. I mean, it's a constant struggle, and for my personality, that's kind of the type of pursuit that I need.
What's your ultimate goal?
My ultimate kind of lofted goal is to play on a PGA Tour event, make the cut and play on the weekend. And then the goal of the project is just to show people what's possible just with hard work, kind of defeat this idea of talent, and hopefully inspire a lot of people to just follow the, you know, those deep-seated passions that they've had their whole life.
Assuming they have 10,000 hours with which to do it.
That's kind of a, you know, you go the farthest out example to kind of prove a point. But, you know, just in the 2,800 hours I put in so far, you know, I've made it down to a single-digit handicap. And that alone kind of shows people that you don't have to put in 10,000 hours. It's just every hour you put into whatever it is that you want to do, you're going to improve.
Well, that's very well put. Very well put. Alan, your article includes lots of stats about Dan's progress, more than 160,000 putts putted, more than 250,000 shots total, and Dan's best round through February was an 80. Based on those numbers and what you've seen, you think he's going to reach his goal?
Most golf people will tell you that you can get down to scratch or even, you know, minus handicap, but there's still this innate ability that only, I don't know, a few hundred golfers have on the planet. And either you've got it or you don't. So if he can get to the 6 years, maybe, who knows, you know, a nationwide tour, a mini tour will give him an exemption into an event. Maybe that'll one day lead to an exemption into a PGA Tour event, which would be awesome. I mean, I'd love to see it. But, you know, the notion that Dan, as much as I love Dan, the notion that he could contend on the PGA Tour, I think is a little far-fetched.
Alan Bastable's article about Dan McLaughlin is titled The 10,000-Hour Challenge, and it appears in the May issue of Golf Magazine. Alan, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill.
And Dan McLaughlin, thank you and good luck. And perhaps we'll check in long about, oh, I don't know, hour 8,500 or so.
Well, hopefully I hear from you before then. That'll be about 3 years from now. But I appreciate you having me on.